Nice to meet you, Dr. Angelika E. Di Montola. Is it rightly?
Angelique.
Angelique. All right. You're the first Romans author I'm talking to, and I mean, I'm always interested in all kinds of genres, and in German it's like this, that dark romance, romance in all its variations, is really one of the few growing segments in literature. Is it here the same in the Philippines?
Yes, actually, I think we can say that romance is quite popular here in the Philippines. Me personally, my kind of romance, I actually concentrate on young adults, so I write mostly for teens, but I also
Which age group is this?
What we use? Teen. So older YA, so it's like 12 up to the 18 years old age range. And I also write for new adults, so those kind of dwell with characters in their 20s.
Okay, so you deliver to both age groups, yeah. What would you prefer, I mean, for your writing, actually?
Both? I can't really choose, but nowadays, most of my recent work is in YA, so for teens, really. And you mentioned about dark romance, so my work kind of focuses on more contemporary stories. So
yeah, I mean, dark romance in my, what I see, it's, I mean, there's a lot of violence in it. I mean, what we had, but this is, of course, because you're not into dark romance, this is not part of your books. I mean, what do we describe the core elements of your writing? I mean, what is the content? I mean, do you touch political issues, which would be interesting as well, being in the Philippines with all these different governments that have very unique approaches? I mean, are you covering this as well, or is this completely out of your picture and more escapism?
Because I write mostly for teens, as I mentioned. Most of my stories kind of concentrate on school romance, so what's happening in the school setting, high school, because again, I'm writing for teens.
Yes, yes.
One of my books actually touched on, you mentioned about the Filipino culture. I touched upon the Filipino national sport, which is arnis, we call it, or eskrimas, you might know in other countries. No. Arnis is the Filipino martial arts using a rattan stick.
Yes.
So my book, which is called Heartstruck, kind of touches upon how the youth practices that martial art. And, you know, find love along the way.
And, I mean, are these relationships, these findings of love, are these more or less traditional approaches, I mean, gender conform in a way? Is it like this, or do you go different paths as well concerning this? I mean, like touching the gay scene, or trying to find new patterns as men and women living together?
I'm personally a cis. I identify as a cis author, so most of my work actually dealt with the traditional male and female relationships. But within our community, I'm actually part of a community of Filipino writers and readers of romance. It's called Romance Class. Within our community, we actually have a lot of authors and readers coming in of all gender identities. And I personally think it's not the space for me, because again, I identify as cis, but we do have authors who identify as bi, as lesbian, as gay, and they were able to come up with their own stories, well representing that gender identities. So it's all available actually in
Because you should write what you are actually self-reflecting, or what is part of your identity as well. I think that is okay, that's interesting. And what I find interesting, I mean, you are a doctor as well, so you do medicine. What are you? What kind of
I am currently practicing as a nuclear medicine specialist.
Yeah.
For those not familiar with our line of work, it means that nuclear medicine is a specialty that deals with the diagnostic and therapeutic use of nuclear energy or unsealed radioactive sources in the practice of medicine. So if you're familiar with radiology, it's kind of adjacent specialty because we mostly read medical scans, you know. A PET scan, you might be familiar, so we're the ones who read that. And in addition, we deal with therapeutics, so mostly in the line of oncology. So we treat cancer using radiation.
All right. And is this field of experience part of your books as well? I mean, are there doctors falling in love?
Yes.
Is it really? I'm laughing because this is a very traditional field in Romance literature, in Germany in the 50s and 60s, even many, many movies in these days, Romance movies for television. I mean, they have, Germany especially, they have these doctor stories. There's a very famous one called Berg Doctor or the Doctor in the Mountain.
Oh.
Who is, of course, always somehow in love and tries to find new ways.
I might check that out.
When I was, I had some lung problem in February, and I was very weak, and this was the only thing I could watch then. I mean, I was so devastated, it was so weak, but this format, this genre, somehow really kept me over this dark hour. I mean, it's just amazing. And so your stories reflect this as well.
Actually, I mentioned about our little romance community earlier. So within our community, I'm not the only doctor writer within the community. So when I came into the community, I was pleasantly surprised to find that there were three more doctor writers within the community. And then we talked among ourselves and we came up with a medical romance anthology. Our goal was to reflect what the Filipino medical setting was like, and of course with a touch of romance. So our anthology is actually called The Doctor is in Love. And it's composed of four stories about Filipino doctors, written by Filipino doctors.
What is happening to you, doctor?
So my story, it's called First Cut. So I featured two fresh grads out of medical school who are vying for the same residency, wherein there is only one slot. So it's like a rivals to lovers situation.
And what happens when love comes into the game?
Yeah, they have to decide which is more important, the slot, the residency slot that they have long been working for, or, you know, each other.
And let me guess, it is each other, or?
I guess you have to read to find out.
It is published in English or just?
It's in English.
It's in English.
Yes.
I mean, did you write originally in English or do you write in Filipino?
Most of my books are written in English, but I have tried actually also to write in Filipino. It's just that I'm more comfortable, I think, in writing in English.
How come?
Because I think growing up, I was mostly exposed to more English literature. I think it has something to do with the school education here, because we're mostly more given wider variety in terms of English literature compared to Filipino. But I think it's mostly just because of my personal taste. It's just not to say that there's not a lot of available Filipino literature around. It's just a matter of my personal comfort.
Okay, I was thinking that I talked to some people and they say there's still a quite big divide in Filipino society, that the people who write in English are normally more upper class, and even the readership is more middle or upper class. And if you write in Tagalog or in Filipino, it is more, I mean, this shows more your approach to the lower strata of society.
I think, again, it's a matter of your personal...
Yeah, I think so too, but you explained it quite right. And I find it very interesting that what you, for example, told me about your doctor story, because we, of course, in Germany, we have a big tradition of doctors being authors as well. One of the most famous is Gottfried Benn, who wrote about his... I mean, he always... he went many times to the morgue, for example, to size dead people, and he wrote poems about dead people, and it's really beautiful and very gloomy at the same time, and I think still what you are saying, I mean. And it's with Ben a bit the same. I mean, although it is so gloomy, it gives a little bit of hope in the end. And this is your approach as well, isn't it? That you want sustain, in a way, the hope in humans. And
yes, I think it's one of the major points of why I actually enjoy writing romance, because the whole point of the genre is like you have to work towards getting that happily ever after. And what greater hope is there, you know, despite all of the conflict you go through, at the end there will always be a happy ending waiting for you. And I think there's something special about that, so that's why I'm very drawn to the genre.
Okay, I understand. And is it not sometimes a bit difficult if you see to the current realities that are completely different? If you see the last big elections here with the son of a former dictator coming into power and all this, I mean, is this does this frustrate you, or are you like in your stories a happy mind that can take it easy?
I think frustration, annoyance, all those negative emotions can't be helped, you know, when unexpected troubling situations do come along. But I think with the help also of the community I'm in, I slowly realized that all the more the stories that have hope in them, now more than ever we need them.
Yeah.
You know, during these trying times, all the more they are important. So I guess that kind of gives you that push to continue writing in spite of everything.
Yeah. So what would you write in your stories? Would that be close to an ideal Filipino society? Or, I mean, if you would look at the current situation, what would be your ideal Philippines in a way?
Oh, I would like to think of an ideal Philippines in where, yes, I would like to think that there is always hope, that happiness is always waiting in spite of everything. Kind of hard question.
Yeah, I know, I guess, but I always ask this myself as well, because of course we have a very troublesome society and troubled elections as well, with a form, with a kind of Nazi, very far out right wing party gaining a lot of votes. And this is troubling because especially young people are voting for the extreme parties. And I think personally that it's always for young people, and I'm interested in your opinion, because you write for the young generation, that the young generation in my place is does find it difficult to cope with this big approach to freedom in our society. I mean, freedom brings a lot of responsibilities, and to deal with responsibility, this is difficult, and it's a big task. So many young people, in a way, dream of a strong leader that tells them what to do, and not themselves anymore in need to know what actually to do. How do you see with your young generation? I mean, they were never in this position of a very, how to say, too much freedom, I think. Or, I'm not sure. I mean, in which way would you see it? I mean, is freedom a risky term as well? I mean, that many people find it difficult to deal with?
I'm finding it hard to, like, approach the question. I think it's important for people, for the younger generation, to recognize that their freedom right now is like a privilege. Yeah. It came as a result of so much history, so much hardship, and they're currently enjoying it right now because of those sacrifices and hardships of the other people. That's not to say that they should feel like limited as to their choices and how to use that freedom. But also, I think it should come with like a sense of responsibility, like how actually to use that freedom to like meet some sort of balance in like achieving their own wants, their own likes, but also their like responsibility to those who earn those that freedom for them.
What would you say? I mean, what would be the best way to teach them this responsibility? Through books, through schooling? I mean, I always find it difficult to. I mean, how do you communicate that this freedom is always at risk and that you have to have this responsibility you're talking about? I mean, what do you think? Which way would be the best to communicate it to?
I think it would be again, a nice balance of both. Like, here in the Philippines, family plays a huge part of the culture. So, whatever education the young people face, I think it should ultimately begin at home. So, with their parents or whatever parental figure they have. Next, you mentioned about schooling. Yes, I think the educational system plays a huge role in, you know, shaping young minds.
And is it working well in these days, the schooling system? What would you say? I mean, does the schools enough to build up these responsibility?
I can't say that the current educational system is perfect, you know, but our teachers are trying. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's the best way I can put it. Our teachers are trying.
Yeah. So, I mean, is it in our place? I mean, there are not enough teachers, and most of the teachers are completely overworked,
yes.
And they have problems with discipline. I mean, it is similar here.
Yes, it's also. I can say that it's similar here. We still have a shortage of teachers. The ratio between, you know, the teachers and the students can be quite. Not ideal, let's just say. And it doesn't help that, you know, our teachers here, I think I can say this with confidence, that they are not being well compensated enough for the work that they are doing. So that is, I think, contributing to the shortage of the teachers here. I don't know.
And how that in Germany we have it like this, that if you are a writer for young adult literature, you're invited to schools to read? Is it the same here, that you're invited with your books to read in front of classes?
Me personally, I haven't gotten the opportunity to visit classes, but I do know that our community was able to visit some schools and feature our books. Me not being able to visit has a lot to do with my schedule as a doctor. A lot
of course, the conflicts.
I really can't attend every single one. But again, our community makes it a point to like reach out to schools and make our books available for the students who might be interested in reading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you look at your community, I mean, are there, how many of their books are turned into films or series? Is this regularly happening, or is it normally staying with the books?
Right now, we do have some books under development for, I think, a TV or a TV series or a TV movie adaptation. This was already released, I think, so I can like talk about it. Romance Less is a partnership with Bold MP, which is a production company in LA, and they're helping us connect with producers, you know, the creatives who might be interested in adapting our books. So outside our community here in the Philippines, a lot of adaptations have already been made of. Familiar with Wattpad, so a lot already of the Wattpad stories have been adapted for both film and TV. Yeah.
And then the screened on TV, yeah, that normally, I mean, these things are just coming on TV, but not in the cinemas. I mean,
there are, as well.
Yeah,
yes, they do. Do we have in cinemas? We have on TV. Yes.
Right, so it's widely spread. The word is widely spread.
Yes.
That's right. And you, do you have any new perspectives? I mean, are you happy with the state you're in now, or would you widen your literary approach? I mean, trying other genres or...
I'm actually releasing a new book this year, and it's still YA, but I wrote outside of romance with this time, so I wrote a mystery novel.
So, what is the main plot? I mean, just as a teaser.
It's about a young art genius who goes missing, and then he leaves behind a trail of paintings, which will serve as a clue for his friends to find him. There.
All right. That sounds delighting, and yeah, it's a good teaser. And with this, I would like to end the interview as well.
Thanks
very
much.
Yeah.
Thank you.